If you are looking for growth, if you are looking for transformation, if you are looking to step into your main character era, look no further than The Green Room. DM me on socials to find out all about my brand new community, available at just 99 cents a month for my first 100 subscribers.
Hello, gorgeous. Welcome back to the Girlfriend's Guide to Starting Over podcast. For those of you who don't know, I'm your host, Kayla, and I am so excited that you are here. And for those of you who are returning listeners, hey, sis, welcome back. So today is Monday, and on Mondays, we do a segment called Riddle Me This, and I ask a compelling question to challenge or change you. Those of you who've been rocking with me know that I am the main character coach. I am teaching women to confidently embrace their main character era and step into their highest potential. And one of the ways that we truly become the main character of our lives is to set effective boundaries. So last week's question was, where do you need to set better boundaries? Like, what could use some sprucing up? Where are you feeling depleted? Where are you feeling stretched super thin, recognizing that you need to set better boundaries? And I recognize that many of you probably spent the week mulling over that, like, Kayla, I'm not sure. I don't know. So the next couple of weeks, I will cover some of the areas that you might need to set better boundaries. And for me, one of those areas was social media. I know everybody's like, what? I'm a micro influencer. I'm a life coach. I do most of my marketing via social media. I'm literally everywhere. But I was also finding myself consistently scrolling, spending a lot of time there, looking at analytics, and most recently, getting caught in the comparison trap. See, when you're looking at social media, you're looking at essentially someone's highlight reel. People are buying houses, getting engaged, getting married, having babies, getting promotions. Like, people aren't sharing all the bad stuff. And if they are, they're sharing the really bad stuff, and then they're getting all of this. And it's like, I don't want that to happen to me. So social media can get you caught not only in the scroll hole, but in the comparison trap. It will have you falsely believing that you're not doing enough, that you're not good enough, that your life as it is inadequate. And that's a very dangerous thing because while, yes, all of us could be doing better in some area, the truth of the matter is comparison is the thief of joy. When you are in comparison, you cannot be in gratitude. You cannot be in thanksgiving. You cannot be in abundance because you don't recognize all the wonderful things that you have around you. So for me, I had to start taking a step back. I had to set timers. I took the apps off my phone, and there's only certain times of the day that I'm looking at my social media, unless I am coaching, teaching, mentoring, posting, or loving and engaging on your content. I'm not on there just scrolling. I can't be, because at the moment, at that time, it was a boundary that I needed to set for myself. So I want you guys over this week to really think about your social media. Is there a boundary you need to set? How much time are you spending there just scrolling, looking, comparing, auditing your life against someone else's? Is it a problem for you? Noodle on that throughout the week. Do not hesitate to hit me up in the DMs and ask me questions. I totally want to know how you're doing in this area. I love you. I want the best for you. I cannot wait to hear from you, and I cannot wait to see your transformation. Love you, girl. Bye.